It is official now. Pakistan's new government says it will pursue Iran gas pipeline project, despite mounting pressure from the United States to scrap it. According to the energy strategy unveiled by the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, the project will be completed on time. Under the plan, the government plans to appoint a third-party inspection agency for the Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline next month. It has also planned to procure equipment and material to begin construction this year.
I think agreements which has been signed and sealed by the government of Pakistan must be respected. But since we have very good relations with our neighboring brotherly country, Iran, we can negotiate it. We can sign more agreements if possible.
The deal for the construction of the pipeline was originally signed by Pakistan's former ruling party, led by President Asif Ali Zardari. However, the future of the multi-billion dollar project was in doubt ever since the change of administration in Islamabad. Fears have been expressed due to the close association of Pakistan's current Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif with Saudis. It is believed that Saudi Arabia, on behalf of the United States, is pushing Pakistan to abandon the Iran gas pipeline project.
I think it is a positive move by the PMLN government to announce that it will not scrap the Pakistan-Iran gas pipeline project. This particular project is in the best interest of Pakistan. Secondly, it has already been started. Thirdly, maybe President Zardari did it in the last days of the PPP government. But whatever the reason, it is an advantage for Pakistan.
Under the agreement signed earlier this year, Pakistan will start importing the natural gas from neighboring Iran by December 2014.
Pakistan government's latest energy plan has dismissed speculations that the new administration might not pursue Iran gas pipeline project. Experts say import of natural gas from Iran will help address Pakistan's long-standing energy problem. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.